timeline of the crash. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The National Transportation Safety Board has begun analysis of a data recorder on board the ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge early Monday morning. Marine accident investigator Marcel Muse says the recording covers about 6 hours. He describes the moments before the ship hit the bridge support.
Around 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot issued a radio call over the VHF radio, reporting that the dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge.
The ship was carrying hazardous material, and the NTSB says some of the barrels were breached and there's a sheen on the water. Maryland State Police were able to stop traffic on the span before the collapse, but 6 members of a road crew plunged into the river. The bodies of 2 of the men have been recovered. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who served from 1989 to 2013 and was Al Gore's running mate in 2000, has died. His family says he died in New York City today from complications after a fall. In 2008, Lieberman spoke at a reception to celebrate Israel's 60th year as an independent nation.
The victory of faith over cynicism, the victory of persistence over ambivalence, the victory of action over inaction, the victory ultimately of good over evil.
Lieberman had been a Democrat but became an independent in 2006. Most recently, he was working with the group No Labels on a unity ticket for the 2024 presidential election. Al Gore issuing a statement saying, first and foremost, Lieberman was a man of devout faith and dedication to his family, and he called Lieberman a man of deep integrity who dedicated his life to serving his country. Former President George W. Bush saying Lieberman was as fine an American as they come and one of the most decent people he met during his time in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new legislation making it easier to evict squatters.
What passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it.
The measure allows police to immediately remove anyone living on property outside of the parameters of a lease agreement and allows for tenants who have been wrongfully evicted to sue to regain access and recover expenses. Attorneys for 3 white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in an Atlanta suburb in 2020 have asked a federal appeals court to throw out their hate crime convictions. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Ronnie Bryan were convicted of murder in state court in 2021 and of hate crimes in federal court a few months later. A lawsuit in Ohio over whether gender-affirming care is a science or just a slogan.
The ACLU is suing the state of Ohio over House Bill 68 that goes into effect next month that bans sex change treatments and surgeries involving minors and prohibits biological males from playing in girls' sports. Restrictions, the ACLU will argue, directly harms transgender youth, whose families, the group contends, are now confronted with the difficult decision of fleeing Ohio. Supporters of the law, like Ohio Rep. Republican Gary Click, saying it's unfathomable that the ACLU would sue for the right to sterilize children, amputate healthy body parts, cause irreversible damage, and set children on a path to an increased risk of suicide without parental consent.
Fox's Jeff Bonasso. The Ohio law also contradicts guidance from the American Medical Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, and a number of other professional organizations which say gender-affirming care results in lower depression and suicide rates among trans youth. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.